All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are showing off Project Passion. You can get this game for $7.50 on Itch. That's the 0.7 version. I don't know if there's a later version or whatever, but we got that version. This is requested by one of the guys on MGTOW.TV. I think he's a mod, and I think he's a content creator. So here you go, man. This is for you. And we're gonna go ahead and get started with this. Don't forget, we've also still got City of Broken Dreamers. City of Broken Dreamers is gonna start coverage again. Probably I'll be out this week, so it'll probably be next week. But yeah, we'll go ahead and get that for you, and hopefully you'll like it. By the way, it's about to end. We're on chapter 14, and there's 15 total. So it'll probably end by autumn, or if not, it'll probably end by winter. Because, you know, we still got to make chapter 15, and then once it's done, it's done. But, alright, here's Project Passion, another cyberpunk game. Is it going to be as good as City of Broken Dreamers? Let's find out. A few words to begin with. This game contains occasional game over scenes. They're played for comedic effect, but can be violent. Do you want to enable game over screens? They can be changed in the option menu. Yeah, I want to see the game over screens. Why not? Got it. I suggest keeping the sound on. It'll heavily improve the experience. Scientific fact. Enjoy the game. All right, thanks, Lemon. Let's get it started.
Story.
Darkness. Why do you care? You have your own problems to deal with.
Oh, we have moans and shit now.
Oh, yeah. Good animation. Not that slow pumping.
Must have been that wild cat again.
Wow, the mouse.
No cat.
What a coincidence. We got a wild cat.
I might not have to do anything on this one.
Neighbor. Look like a 22.
Yeah.
Well, 22 ain't necessarily what you want to be using. That's hot.
Shall we continue?
Damn smooth. That's the true man right there.
Ah.
Eye on the prize.
Fuck. That was so hot. Didn't know that turned you on. Ah. You're so bad. Ah, yeah, I'm dirty. Treat me like it. As you wish. Ah. Fuck. Will you do it again? For me? I doubt. More of them will come. But if they do, I won't have a choice, right? Ah, yeah. The thought, makes me come. You getting close? So close. Will you come with me? I will. Something they do a lot in these games is, let's come together. Ah. I'm gonna. Damn, he is really going at it.
Wow. You know, that would save so much birth control if your jizz disappeared in midstream.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to learn that trick.
Fuck. That was incredible.
Ta-da, where did it land?
We should invite more assassins. Made it more inside. We should invite more assassins. Made it more exciting. Yeah, sure. You okay? Yeah. You need some rest? Yeah. Okay, it's been a long day. As good as that was, Maybe it's best if I left this place. The damages can be fixed, but the SAC's been coming for me more and more lately. Not the air conditioner. Ever since I got that damn amulet. It's not that I'm afraid, it's just getting annoying. You get what I'm saying? Wait, what the? Where did... Arya? Hello? Arya, you out there? Where'd she go? She didn't even eat any pizza. Who does that? Something's off. I'll check the hallway. Arya? Hello? Hello? Oh, hi. Hello, I'm an android. I can see that. Are you a hostile android? I'm not programmed to kill unless ordered to. How in the world do I access the,
I don't know.
New game. The Codex.
The Codex.
Lore. Oh, Lord. Hold on. There's really not a way to go back on that. Yeah, there is the SAC. One of the wealthiest human corporations in the galaxy. One of the very few to survive the exodus from Earth. Originally manufacturer of home technology, since humanity's settlement of the galaxy, they have focused more and more on military and spaceflight services. As such, they have one of the largest private military organizations, and their frequency for spaceflight leads a lot of people to aspire to join the company. It is unknown where they are headquartered, but they provide services all over the galaxy. Additional information redacted.
Their sister company, NUTT, N-U-T-T, National Unified Tactical...
Androids are artificial beings made to serve the organic races in different ways. Androids are separated into numerous types and models, each made for a different purpose. Most popular type is the XX model, a type of android developed by humanity since before the exodus from Earth. Different types include security droids, mainly used by military and larger corporations, servants for making life easier, and for whoever can afford it, rather, and pleasure androids, for those who have a need to spice up their sex life. Additional information redacted. Okay. I am not programmed to kill unless ordered to. Interesting. Is it worth it to sate my curiosity? Don't kill me or kill me.
Say kill me. Say I saved it first.
Yes, it is. Well, now you piqued my curiosity. Try to kill me. Understood. Activating kill mode. Powering up. Oh, fuck.
Dead.
You died. Click to try again. Is it worth it to sate my curiosity? Don't kill me. No, it's not. Please don't kill me, though. Understood. Who are you? What are you doing here? I'm a subservient android assistant. You may call me Sandra. Easy to remember. Why are you here, Sandra? My owner stopped responding. I came to make sure he's okay. Your owner? And an SAC assassin by any chance? He prefers Bounty Hunter. Actually, he prefers Keith. Right, I'm afraid Keith might have been killed by me. Understood. Activating guilt mode. You killed my owner? My only friend? Blue, dialogue choices are friendly and diplomatic. Purple are ready, witty and humorous. And red are unfriendly and aggressive. Colored choices won't have a significant impact on the story. I'm really sorry. He started it, or he deserved it.
He started it.
You unlocked your first achievement. Find it in the achievement menu in the Codex to see a bonus render. Niden.
Are you sure that was the one?
He was the one breaking in with a gun. I just wanted to live. Oh, here it is. We'll be right back, Sandra.
Stop bringing your sex robot on all our missions.
He was the one breaking in with a gun. I just wanted to live. Understood, he had a tendency to do that. Right. So, Sandra, I don't suppose you've seen my friend, Arya. Golden hair, golden eyes. I have seen no such individual lately. Figures. Guess I'll have to go look for her. What will you do now? My owner is gone. I'll remain here until someone else can take me in. The only people coming here would be more SAC assassins. Do you want one of them to own you? They're not great people, you know. I have no other options. Ugh. I suppose you can come with me for the time being, at least. You will be my new owner? Why? Because your guilt mode caught me by surprise, to be fair. Understood. I'll come with you. I will need to register your information in my database. What is your name?
Know what you always
use. I know what I always use. Your name is Grim. That is all the information I need at the time. More queries may come at a later point. What, that's it? No age, family info, credit card info? Nope, not at this time. Alright, great. Can we go then? I'm ready to go. Let me just get my coat. Okay, ready. Where are we heading? There's this place called Club Horizon downtown. She enjoys going to it, and I know people there. Understood. How do we get there? I suppose we'll take the high-speed omni-transport. Okay. I hope you're not spying on me for the SAC. I was not programmed to spy. Well, sure, but anyone can spy. Just call the SAC and tell them what I'm doing. Don't do that, though. I have not been provided with any intention or order to do so. I trust you. That's what a spy would say. Or keeping my eye on you. Of course you'd say that. A spy wouldn't admit it. I don't even know why I'm asking. Just don't betray me, please. I will not. Have you ever been downtown? No, I've only been where Keith took me. Mostly his office. Sounds boring. But don't worry, you'll see plenty of adventures by my side. Next stop, Tartarus City Central Station. Here we are, downtown Tartarus City. You'll find everything you need down here, but only if it's dark and shady. If you want something more legit, well, you'd be better off in Elysium City, but that's miles away. I'll tell you what they don't have in Elysium, though. Good nightclubs. From what I've heard, anyway, I've never been there. Club Horizon is nearby. Come. I came here a lot with Aria. Man, a lot of memories made here. How long did you know each other? A week or so. Besides, even if she's not here, I have contacts who may have info. Are you sure you're allowed in? It says girls. Oh, so much information in you, yet so innocently naive. It's not just for girls. I mean, there are girls inside, lightly dressed. And it's run by girls. And it was founded by girls. But everyone's allowed inside. Okay. Club Horizon. It's legendary here in Tartarus. Lots of stuff happening here. Rule number one, there are no rules. Easy to follow. Two, keep your feet off the tables. I'm gonna go speak to the bartender. Feel free to enjoy yourself. Have a drink or so. I do not drink. I am not aware of how it affects my system. I will stay with you and keep a lookout for any danger. Look around you. There's danger all around us. You have to get used to it here in Tartarus. A lookout can minimize the danger. She means well. Thanks, I appreciate it. I will do what I can to protect. The bartender is a good person, probably the most trustworthy demon I've met. Don't get on her bad side, though. Alcohol isn't the only thing she keeps under the counter. If you're lucky, you won't ever have to see what's under here. Hey, Vess. Hey, cowboy, name your poison. You know I don't like that. Hey, I'm just calling you that because Kaylee does. I don't even know what a cowboy is. It's it doesn't matter. Just call me Grim, please. Or Gunslinger, that's more accurate. You got it, cowboy. Right, speaking of Kaylee, have you seen her? She usually gets here around this time. I'm sure she'll show up any time now. Who's the android? Oh, that's Sandra. I sort of killed her owner and now I feel bad. Who was her owner? An SAC assassin. Oh, you had to kill him? You couldn't spank him a little and send him on his way? Okay, firstly, there was a group of them. Second, he was an assassin sent to kill me. Why would I let him live? What can I
say? Spank him third, you would. You don't spank people you're trying to kill.
What can I. You don't spank people that are trying to kill you. What can I say? Those SAC goons make good customers. You probably cost me a lot of money killing him. Sorry that my attempt at assassination has been so hard on you. It's okay, I'll probably do fine without them. I'm glad it was them and not you. Thanks. You better make up for it by buying something, though. Fine, just give me one of your specials. You got it, coming right up. She just entered, by the way. I'm sure she'd love to hear about your day. I'm sure she would. Her presence always brings my mood up. Should I try to speak with a British accent? Now you're a real cowboy again. Gunslinger. Same thing. No, they're vastly different. Read some history, maybe.
You trying to take
Yes, Earth history isn't really reliable.
Excellent.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm gonna keep calling you that regardless. Yeah, I know. But where did you find it this time? Remember that ice cream parlor? Yeah. Yeah, you may not want to go back there. Right, I've learned not to ask. So who's the android? Oh, that's Sandra. I killed her owner. So she's SAC? Supposedly. Maybe I shouldn't trust her, but she seems harmless. I don't think you need to worry. Her model isn't equipped with spying technologies. Since when are you an android expert? I'm not, but I've had a lot of experience with her kind. Don't ask. She keeps secrets mainly to tease me. You can't just say that and then not tell me. You got me curious. Sorry, maybe you'll find out one day. Fine. What's she doing? I think she's looking for danger. So she wants to protect you, that's good. Yeah, I think I'm her new owner. Not sure how I feel about that, though. Well, technically you are her owner. They're not designed to be independent. But that doesn't mean you have to act like you own her. Just treat her as a friend. Yeah, I will. Maybe something good has come out of the day after all. And the apartment? Is it completely destroyed? Nah, it's probably fixable. But it doesn't matter. They know where I live now. I can't stay. A shame. I like that apartment.
I know, they found his dildo collection.
But if I want, you can stay with me for the time being. Damn. You know I don't want to be a burden. You wouldn't be. Just until you find some other place. Fine, I guess it's that or the street. Great. They didn't bother you for a while, though. I thought they'd given up. They won't give up, not until they get the amulet. Not to mention you've killed a ton of them. They probably just want you dead by now. I'm glad to have people by my side, then. I'll always be there, you know that. So I noticed you haven't asked about Arya yet. Well, I never really cared for her. Really? All those times I glared at her didn't give it away? Well, now that you mention it. But why? Something just felt off about her. I felt like she was using you. But you were happy, so I didn't say anything. She wasn't using me. I hope she wasn't, but honestly, it felt like that to me. And now she's just gone without a word? That's why I came here. I thought she'd be here, or at least that someone had heard of her. You know I'd help you if I could.
You're gonna have to get in character every time we play this.
Yes.
Me. The sun will come out. Oh, where did that come from, huh? Yeah, I'm straight. Yeah.
I know. And I promise to tell you as soon as I hear anything. Here's your drink, by the way. I'm gonna need you to pay up front. Oh, because of last time? Because of last time. You know when I do comics, I go in full character with everybody. Fine. I can't blame you. Let me just, get some money. What? In hindsight, I should have hidden it better. It's empty. Apart from a note. I'm sorry. What does that mean? Who left it there? I suppose, Arya. Unless one of the assassins felt really bad for trying to kill me. What do you think it means, Grimm? I'm really sorry, Kaylee. Why? What happened? The amulet is gone, too. You lost the frickin'... You lost the amulet? You know what it took to get that? Yes, I was there, remember? If it is nearby, chances are that someone has seen it. Has anyone seen a... Sandra! Don't. tell anyone about the amulet. The amulet. Who has an amulet? Amulet! Frick. Well done. I detect increased hostility around us. Thanks. Sorry, that was the wrong voice. I detect increased hostility around us. Thanks, Sandra. Miss, do you have an amulet? No, I don't. That's the problem. Did you lose an amulet? Someone did. Do you know where it is? Obviously not. Then it wouldn't be lost. Did you lose it recently? I'm not telling you anything else. That's okay. You're right. But I'll take it as a yes. Come, Raven Raiders. Raven Raiders, not Raven Raiders. Come, Raven Raiders. There might be an amulet nearby, and we shall find it.
It's time to go Raven in a Rav 4 and a Riven, Raven Rip the Time.
Raiders, move out. Amulet! Okay, so. There is no more hostility around us. Thanks, Sandra. But I detect increased hostility behind the counter. What? Well, fucking done, geniuses. You just cleaned out the entire club. Oh, sorry. First the SAC, now the Raven Raiders. You two are costing us a lot of money. We're really sorry, ma'am. That's not good enough. I'm gonna need you to pay double. Really? That's nothing compared to what I'm losing. I'm being generous. I can't even pay for one, remember? Should have thought of that before you started drinking it. It's okay, Grim. I'll pay this time. I owe you. Harmon is gonna have my butt for this. You know that, right? Want us to stay late and deal with him? And lose my job? No thanks. Sorry, just... I can take care of myself, okay? I'll make it up to you. No one will know. Good.
Make it up to you.
Okay, but I'll make it up to you. I know you will. Thanks, cowboy. Grim, I really think I should head home. Already? Why? Because the raiders might suspect I have the amulet. I fear their search will lead them to my apartment. You want me to come with you? They don't tend to hurt people for no reason, but if you don't mind, I'll come, just in case. Thank you. Yes, call me if there's anything you need. Sure, I will. Be careful. You ready to go? Yeah, come on. Those fucking amulets. Vesnia? Sir, where did our clients go? Well, they heard there's an amulet nearby. I see. This is the third time you've lost our clients like this. I'm sorry, sir. This is coming off your pay, you know that, right? But I can barely pay rent as it is, sir. Well, don't chase away the customers next time. Take the rest of the night off. Doesn't seem to be much work here for you. Have a good evening, Vesnia. Fuck off, sir. Boy, would I like to say...
I mean, you can.
You can, you just won't have a job the next
who
day.
Who said there was anything wrong with saying fuck off to somebody?
Right.
In some place.
With a manager,
it's,
yeah.
It's a badge of endurance or whatever it is yeah. they want to call it. Just call it what you will, bitch. I'm saying, fuck off. And then walk out and say, my job is secure.
She's got a butterfly there in her hair. All right, so that's about as far as we're going to go for this one. Just jumping into it. I have to go into Brit mode every time I do this now, so...
You're going to have to work on your British.
No, I think it's decent because I've done whole full fucking comics with that. Imagine listening to that for hours. People have.
So, I've got the lube. Don't worry, everybody. Don't turn
I've done straight Scottish where I had to do,
I can't stop eating!
No!
I ate a baby!
No, I think I was doing, because I did one with Hellblazer. What was his name? You know, Constantine. John Constantine. I did one. I did a whole one with John Constantine.
Liked the video
and people liked that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue to do that.
Go for it.
All right. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we do that with Transmetropolitan, not Transmetropolitan, but the Invisibles. I do the. I think when I do King Mob, I do the British accent. A lot of characters. It's a British-based comic. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Project Passion. Yeah, we'll see you next time with more Project Passion if you guys like it. And, well, of course, the mod requested it. So I'll probably end up doing more of it anyway. So there you go.